40 minutes after the hour of the Paul Edwards program in Detroit, 866-423-9578. Justin Taylor, I know Justin Taylor. He is an editor at Crossway Books, who, by the way, Crossway Books are partnering with this program, the Paul Edwards program, to bring you a live broadcast next week from John MacArthur Shepherd's Conference. And so I give my thanks to Crossway Books. Crossway.org is where you can visit them. They are the publishers of the brand new MacArthur Study Bible. Are you ready for this? In ESV. It's what we've all been waiting for. The MacArthur Study Bible in ESV. And it's been released. And Crossway Books, Crossway Publishers, sponsoring, the title sponsor of my broadcast from the Shepherd's Conference next week out in Los Angeles. But Justin Taylor is a blogger, a prolific blogger. There are two Christian bloggers that I read every day without fail. Justin Taylor's blog at thegospelcoalition.com and Tim Challies at challies.com. And Justin Taylor over the weekend put a blog post up that he has since edited about Rob Bell's new book titled Love Wins, A Book About Heaven and Hell. Justin Taylor, based on the editorial description of the book, characterized Rob Bell as possibly, he did use a question mark after all, being a universalist. That is the theological, philosophical position that ultimately we all go to heaven, regardless of our relationship or not with Jesus Christ. Christianity Today has picked it up. This, if you're not paying attention to the Christian blogosphere, this has set the Christian blogosphere on fire, this story. It is everywhere. Even my friend John Piper got into the game when he sent out a tweet. I say game, it's not a game. He sent out a tweet that simply said, "Farewell, Rob Bell," and linked to Justin Taylor's blog post over the weekend. There is a video at the ChristianityToday.com website. Sarah Pulliam Bailey is following this at Christianity Today, and she's got she's posted the video promo of the new book that Justin Taylor is basing his blog post on. Justin Taylor single-handedly has pushed this book to the top of the Twitter trending list. Rob Bell is now in the top 10 trending topics on Twitter as of Saturday, and about by Saturday night, about 12,000 people had recommended Justin Taylor's blog post on Facebook, and the article has over 650 comments. It's interesting to me that this book it hasn't even been reviewed yet. Nobody has reviewed the book. I don't know that there's been any real effort at pushing the book. The book releases, I think, at the end of March, March 28th. And yet Justin Taylor, and I love Justin, but he may have single-handedly given this book more publicity than it could ever get on a publicity tour. I'm not even sure who publishes the book. Do you is that somewhere around here that we can get? I'm not sure who the publisher is. We are going to on Christianity Today's website is a marketing video put out by the publisher, and I want you to hear. I have not heard this, and we're going to hear it together. Hopefully, there aren't any Oscar F-bombs in the middle of the video here, but we'll listen to this together. This is the marketing video from the publisher of Love Wins, the new book by Rob Bell that is being characterized as Rob Bell coming out as a universalist.
Several years ago, we had an art show at our church, and people brought in all kinds of sculptures and paintings, and we put them on display, and there was this one piece that had a quote from Gandhi in it. And lots of people found this piece compelling. They'd stop and sort of stare at it and take it in and reflect on it, but not everybody found it that compelling. Somewhere in the course of the art show, somebody attached a handwritten note to the piece, and on the note they had written, "Reality check, he's in hell." Gandhi's in hell? He is? And someone knows this for sure and felt the need to let the rest of us know? Will only a few select people make it to heaven? And will billions and billions of people burn forever in hell? And if that's the case, how do you become one of the few? Is it what you believe or what you say or what you do or who you know or something that happens in your heart? Or do you need to be initiated or baptized or take a class or converted or being born again? How does one become one of these few? And then there is the question behind the questions, the real question, what is God like? Because millions and millions of people were taught that the primary message, the center of the gospel of Jesus, is that God is going to send you to hell unless you believe in Jesus. And so what gets subtly sort of caught and taught is that Jesus rescues you from God. But what kind of God is that, that we would need to be rescued from this God? How could that God ever be good? How could that God ever be trusted? And how could that ever be good news? This is why lots of people want nothing to do with the Christian faith. They see it as an endless list of absurdities and inconsistencies, and they say, why would I ever want to be a part of that? See, what we believe about heaven and hell is incredibly important because it exposes what we believe about who God is and what God is like. What you discover in the Bible is so surprising, unexpected, and beautiful that whatever we've been told or taught, the good news is actually better than that, better than we could ever imagine.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard this. That, of course, was Rob Bell from the marketing video put out by his publisher, Harper One, for his new book, Love Wins. The book comes out at the end of March. Justin Taylor watched that marketing video and put up a post over the weekend about Rob Bell, and he has caused a viral I don't know what you call it. I mean, the internet, this is the buzz on the evangelical Twitter world. And on the other end of my phone line is the associate publisher at Crossway, that's the Study Bible Project director, my friend Justin Taylor. And Justin, it's great to have you here on the Paul Edwards program.
Thank you, Paul. It's always good to talk to you.
What are you seeing in this video that is of concern to you?
Well, to be perfectly frank, and I don't like talking like this unless I have to, but I think that it's an attack upon the gospel of Jesus Christ that's revealed in Scripture. It's not merely asking questions, but it's teaching something. It's planting seeds of doubts in people's minds about the biblical gospel. And earlier in the week I had received the publisher's description, which says that God sends no one to hell, that there's one fate for everyone who's ever lived, and that God's love always wins. And the implication seemed to be that everyone was going to end up in heaven. I didn't want to post just based on that. I know the authors don't write the back cover copy of their books usually. But then when I saw the video, it just seemed like it ratcheted up the attack upon substitutionary atonement and the holiness of God and the wrath of God and the free gift of the gospel, and that there is a heaven and that there is a hell. And I just felt compelled to put that out there and to warn people that it looks like Rob Bell is going to come out as a universalist.
And you don't get there overnight. I've been watching Rob Bell for years. I'm right up the street from him here in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I've been watching his ministry for years and always cringe when people tell me how wonderful his ministry is. I mean, I want to be fair and I want to be kind, but I also want to be theologically truthful. And this doesn't surprise me on any number of levels, quite honestly, that Rob would take this turn. What have you seen, Justin, as you followed Rob Bell on your blog? Have you seen anything over the years that has been a concern to you that you think would lend credence to him ultimately becoming a universalist?
Yeah, I have to think that people who have followed him, who've read his stuff, who've listened to him carefully, couldn't be terribly surprised at this. If he does, in fact, come out to be a dyed-in-the-wool universalist, it has seemed to me as an outside observer that there's not a strong doctrinal center there, a strong foundation. And when that's the case, Paul says that we can be tossed to and fro for every wind and wave of doctrine, and I don't think it's terribly surprising. But I know that for a lot of people, I'm sure it's going to be quite disappointing. Although, if you look at the comments on my blog post, over a 250,000 people now have viewed that post in 48 hours, and quite a few of them are supportive of him and very upset with me for daring to say that this is false teaching and a false teacher.
The issue becomes personality rather than truth, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's really distressing and depressing that more people are quote-unquote saddened that maybe I didn't wait a few weeks to post this than they are at the content of what Rob Bell seems to be teaching. I mean, people get much more animated over whether or not Rob Bell is being spoken ill of than whether or not Jesus is being spoken ill of. And it's a distressing sign of the times. In evangelicalism, there's always things to be encouraged about, and then there's always things, as this episode reminds us, to be discouraged about.
Justin Taylor, my guest. He is associate publisher at Crossway Books, crossway.org. Crossway, by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, is our title sponsor of my live broadcast next week at the Shepherd's Conference, John MacArthur Shepherd's Conference, I'm reading and talking at the same time, Justin. That's why I'm stuttering. I really don't have the King's speech problem. John MacArthur's Church, Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California. It's hard to read and say different words than what you're reading at the same time. But Justin Taylor, my guest, and his blog is at thegospelcoalition.org. I don't know that there's an easy way to get there other than to go to thegospelcoalition.org and find it.
Sure, yeah, that's probably the best way.
This is a fluid situation for us here, and on the other end of my phone line, my producer has tracked down John Bell, who is the brother of Rob Bell. Justin, I want to be fair. Do you have any problem with me bringing up John on the other end of the line?
No, that's fine.
John Bell is the brother of Rob Bell, and John, welcome here to the Paul Edwards program. And he went down. I don't understand that. Yes, he evidently chose not to talk. I guess that that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't comment. Who knows if his phone just dropped out or what? But I can understand family member not wanting to talk to me at this point. I know passions are raised about this, and people are taking it personally. And so I don't know that situation, but. Yeah.
Let's talk about, in the minute or so we've got left here, about the theological issues. A lot of people might not understand what the issue is. There are a lot of folks, even Christians, Justin, and I'm sure you're hearing from many of them on your blog, that would say, how in the world can you say Gandhi isn't in heaven? Look at how wonderful a man he was and the wonderful things that he did. And this kind of idea has really overtaken the theology of the church.
Yeah, and it goes right back to the fundamental issue of, are we saved by grace through faith alone, or are we saved by works? And to make the argument that Gandhi could be in heaven, you have to have a view that his good works were somehow sufficient to commend himself in the sight of God. I mean, this is a man who slept naked with teenage girls and let his wife die and disowned and ridiculed his own children and had a totalitarian streak, but somehow, based upon the sort of Hollywood version of Gandhi the pacifist, apparently his good works are seen as outweighing his bad works. Now, there's a much more sophisticated theological case that is attempted to be made in that sort of situation, but it comes down to, are we saved by grace through the means of trusting Jesus Christ in his wrath-absorbing death, or aren't we? And if you drop out the holiness of God, then you drop out the wrath of God. And if you drop out the wrath of God, then you cannot understand the cross of Jesus Christ and what it accomplished. And Rob Bell, in that video, seems to say that having to be rescued from God cannot be good news, that that's an absurdity, that that's an inconsistency. And what is so sad here is that that is our only hope. There is really, really bad news, namely that the wrath of God remains upon all of us who don't obey Jesus Christ. And we need the good news. And if somebody is coming along and saying that bad news isn't true, then they're not teaching good news of Scripture.
Justin Taylor, my guest. I'm sure, Justin, you've seen Sarah Pulliam Bailey's piece at Christianity Today.
Yep.
She quotes Scott McKnight, and he says, Justin may be right about what Rob Bell believes, but if he is wrong, then he owes Rob Bell a huge apology. I want to wait to see what Rob Bell says, read it for myself, and see what I think of it. Rob is tapping into what I think is the biggest issue facing evangelicalism today, and this fury shows that it just might be that big of an issue. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think Dr. McKnight is right, that it's a big issue, and I think that there's a lot of people maybe who are just hoping that what Rob Bell says is true or believe it already, and it's sort of beneath the surface, and they don't have the courage to come forth. And I think that this book will probably legitimize that heresy in the view of a lot of people, and that we will encourage more and more people to come forward and say, if Rob Bell believes it, then that's safe for me to now come forward and support universalism, or say that hell is not a place of eternal torment and suffering, and that you can reject Jesus and still go to heaven. So I think he's making a legitimate point that this is a bigger issue than many evangelicals currently recognize.
What do you make of the Matthew Paul Turners of the world? Matthew's been a guest on this program a couple of times. And what do you make of his response to this, that it's just a bunch of angry Calvinists hating on Rob Bell?
Yeah. Well, I don't know entirely how to respond to that. That's a pretty common theme, I think, in Twitterville and in the blogosphere, that it's just Reformed people who get upset. And I think it's right to get upset when the gospel is being contradicted and false teaching is being promoted. Apostle Paul was upset at that. And I think we've gotten to a point where we just cannot stand calling a spade a spade. And we want to be nice. We want to be gentle. We want to be gracious. And I want to be all of those things. But more importantly than that, I want to be faithful to Scripture. And if, Paul says if even he himself, or if an angel of light, is coming and proclaiming a different gospel, that it's to be rejected in no uncertain terms. And so I'm much more concerned about trying to be faithful than I am about trying to be popular or trying to do good PR work for Calvinism. This isn't about Calvinism per se. This is about the gospel, and what can we do but defend it and try to speak as clearly and winsomely and persuasively as we can.
Justin Taylor blogs at thegospelcoalition.org. He is associate publisher at Crossway Books, crossway.org, the publishers, by the way, of the MacArthur Study Bible in ESV. Get yours. How long has the MacArthur Study Bible in ESV been out?
Just a few months now.
Well, we want to encourage folks to get their copy, and you can get your copy at crossway.org. Justin, we're going to keep following this. As a matter of fact, we're trying to get Rob Bell on the phone. If we do, we're going to see if he'll consent to come on with you. Would that be something you'd be willing to do?
Sure.
We're going to try to work that out. Justin Taylor, appreciate you being willing to join us here on the fly.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.